Practice Test 7. Listening Section Instructions. This section of the test has three parts. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. If you do not know the answer, you may guess. Try to answer as many questions as possible. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. The answer choices are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet, not in the test booklet. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
How about some cake to go with your coffee?
Is it fat-free? I'm on a diet.
No, I'm afraid it isn't.
Oh, well, I never could resist temptation.
That's the spirit.
What will the man do? Number 2.
I had the greatest vacation. Too bad you couldn't come.
As a matter of fact, I did manage to get away for a few days, and I didn't have such a bad time after all.
Awesome. Where did you go?
Just to some small town on the coast. It wasn't very exotic, but at least I got to relax.
What does the woman say? Number 3.
What have the kids been up to? They're filthy.
Oh, they were playing out back.
And what were they doing? Rolling around in the mud?
They're kids. They were just having fun.
Will you be the one who washes their clothes?
What did the children do? Number 4.
Look at the line at this bank. I'll never get out of here in time to get back to work. Maybe we should try another bank.
It'll take us just as long to find another one, so we might as well just stay here.
Well, how about I go back to work and you take care of it?
No, they'd need our signatures.
What will the man probably do now? Number 5.
I hear you went to Paris. Was it expensive?
No worse than New York.
Really? That bad?
Yeah, but I tried to keep costs down by having picnic lunches. Fortunately, the weather was cooperative.
What is true according to the woman? Number 6.
After 3 days of hard work and almost no sleep, I'm beat.
Me too. I feel like I've been working on this report for months.
Well, at least the end is in sight.
Yes, I just hope I've got the energy to finish it.
What do the speakers say? Number 7.
I can't tell you how grateful I am for all that you've done for me.
It was my pleasure.
Seriously, though, without your help and reassurance, I don't think I would have accomplished as much as I did.
No, you're wrong. You would have managed on your own.
What is true about the man? Number 8.
How about we go grab a bite to eat after the movie?
I'd love to, but I really don't have that much money on me.
Well, neither do I, but that's all right. We'll go Dutch.
Okay, then, but only if I get to choose where we go.
What will the speakers probably do next? Number 9.
Hi, I'm back.
About time, too. Dinner's been ready for over an hour.
I'm sorry. I would have been here earlier, but there was a lot of traffic on the road.
Well, the food's gone cold. I'll have to warm it up again.
What is true about the man? Number 10.
Nathan, you'll never guess what happened to me today.
What?
I got stuck in an elevator for 30 minutes and... Are you even listening to me, or are you falling asleep?
Yeah, I'm all ears.
What does the man tell the woman? Number 11.
Mick, I heard you were dismissed. What happened?
Well, I never learned how to use the new computer system, so I lost my job to a new employee.
Yeah, it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Oh well, perhaps it's a chance to do something different.
What does the woman think? Number 12.
Isn't Jerry coming with us?
No. Jerry and I had a terrible argument yesterday. We were talking politics and, well, you know.
You two have never seen eye to eye in that department.
Yeah. Well, next time I'll know to avoid that topic of conversation with him.
It's about time you learned your lesson.
What does the woman imply about Jerry? Number 13.
Nice car. I bet it cost at least $30,000.
And then some.
It must use a lot of gas, too.
Quite the opposite, actually. It's very economical.
What does the man say about the car? Number 14.
I met Jason's son yesterday. He's such a nice young man.
Isn't he? He's a chip off the old block.
He even wants to follow in his father's footsteps and take over the family business.
That would be something.
What does the man say about Jason's son? Number 15.
Hey, what happened to Jack's dad?
The poor man fell the other day and sprained his ankle.
That's too bad. I guess he's getting on in years.
Yes, he's not as mobile as he used to be.
What do the speakers say about Jack's dad? Number 16.
What's the matter, Frank? You look terrible.
What with my father's medical bills and expensive medications? I'm so hard up I can't pay the rent.
Well, I can help you out. Don't worry.
Thanks, but there's no need. My uncle has already offered.
Why does the man mention medical bills? Number 17.
I thought you'd be happy to finally have a car.
Well, yes and no. After 15 years, I've completely forgotten how to drive. I'll have to pick it up from scratch.
And driving lessons don't come cheap.
I know. I just hope it all comes back to me quickly.
What problem does the woman have? Number 18.
I'm glad I brought my gloves and scarf today. It's freezing out there.
Tell me about it. My teeth were chattering as I walked to work this morning.
And the forecast tomorrow is for snow.
Oh, great. That'll make the sidewalk slippery.
What problem did the woman have earlier? Number 19.
What a tiring day. I'm going home now.
Okay, Don. Good night.
Should I lock up the storeroom before I leave?
Don't bother. I'm not leaving for a while. I'll do it on my way out. I may need to go in there again.
What will the woman probably do? Number 20.
Excuse me, Professor Healy, but I was hoping to talk to you about my economics assignment.
What? Now?
Yes, I only need 20 minutes of your time.
I have a class in a few minutes. Why don't you come and see me during office hours tomorrow?
When will the man be able to talk to the professor? End of part 1.